Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Rahul Mahajan. He's a sociologist and author of Full Spectrum Dominance, U.S. Power in Iraq and Beyond. Hi, Rahul.
Hi, Sonali.
The ACLU has filed a lawsuit against the Obama administration requesting disclosure of the criteria used for the so-called kill list for unmanned drone targets. Additionally, the country's largest civil liberties organization wants to know exactly who the U.S. has killed and how many have been killed. It's estimated that U.S. drone strikes in various countries like Pakistan and Yemen have killed between 1,100 and 4,700 people. But so far, there has been no public information about what criteria are used to determine who the U.S. singles out for these extrajudicial assassinations and what legal basis is used to justify the killings. The ACLU is concerned that there are U.S. citizens among those killed. Well, Rahul, the Obama administration has boasted it's the most transparent administration in U.S. history, so the ACLU should just expect to receive all the information it's asking for, right?
Well, first, I just want to emphasize that those varied numbers of 1,100 to 4,700 are the CIA drone strike program. There are also drone strikes carried out by the military, especially in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we know even less about the numbers there. And we certainly, in all of these cases, we do not know how many combatants and how many civilians are being killed. With regard to the documentation, I don't expect the Obama administration to turn over anything without a court decision. I think that, you know, it's hard to speculate, but I think that some kind of statement about the criteria for how they put people on the kill list is something they might well make available if they are forced to. Details about who has been killed, who has been put on the lists, I imagine even with a court order, they're absolutely not going to reveal any of that information, except maybe in a handful of cases they have determined are just not important to them.
Well, we'll certainly follow this story. Yesterday was the fourth anniversary of the conflict in Syria, in which hundreds of thousands of people have been killed. Despite report after report of the latest death counts and brutal means of mass killing by mostly government forces, the international community has done little to hold the Bashar al-Assad regime accountable. In an interview on CBS, which aired on Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said for the first time that the U.S. would have to negotiate with the Syrian regime to staunch the civilian casualties. Specifically, he said everybody agrees there is no military solution. There's only a political solution. To get the Assad regime to negotiate, we're going to have to make it clear to him that there is a determination by everybody to seek that political outcome and change his calculation about negotiating. That's underway right now. In the past, U.S. officials had made clear that Mr. Assad would have to step down as part of an end to the conflict. A State Department spokesperson said later that Washington would never directly negotiate with Assad and that it would have to be through an intermediary. Well, Rahul, does this represent a softening of U.S. policy on the Syrian regime or a hardening?
You know, it all hangs on a sort of very fine interpretation of the kind of scanty words that Kerry gave to it. But my guess is, based on what he said and based on the very quick reaction, even from within the State Department, is that it represents a restatement of the already existing position. I mean, what the United States still doesn't seem to appear to have come to terms with is the fact that, well, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, over 215,000 people are dead, probably over 300,000. It's hard to know what those estimates are, but it's very clear the war continues, the devastation continues, and the Assad regime is not going anywhere. So a political solution, a negotiated political solution to have any sort of meaning in the real world is one in which they're not going to try to push Assad to step down. There's no reason for him to step down. A negotiated solution would involve probably a division of Syria into different spheres of influence and certain kinds of commitments from each side not to engage in reprisals and military acts and some kind of ceasefire and so on. If that's what Kerry meant by a political solution, that represents a major step forward by the United States. My guess is that he just meant more of the same boilerplate and some sort of magical idea that they will get Assad to step down without making him step down.
And finally, in Brazil, hundreds of thousands of people have been protesting in the streets of various cities calling for President Dilma Rousseff to step down over allegations of corruption. A scandal concerning Brazil's national oil company, Petrobras, threatens to undo Rousseff's second term, to which he was elected only 5 months ago. An investigation absolved the president of any wrongdoing, but many members of the public are unconvinced. The demonstrations have been so massive that police estimate that 1 million people showed up in Sao Paulo alone on Sunday. Tens of thousands of protesters also showed up in Rio de Janeiro to express support for Rousseff. Rahul, what do you make of these protests? Is it really about corruption? And is Brazil's first female president in real trouble?
Well, there is a real corruption scandal, and Petrobras executives have basically engaged in behavior that has robbed the public exchequer of billions of dollars. And it seems fairly clear that that behavior has included, among other things, kickbacks to politicians, especially to PT members, the ruling party, or the party in the ruling party in the coalition right now, and the party of Dilma Rousseff. So there is a real scandal. There's no question about it. It's a big one. It's a kind of thing that does bring down governments, not in the United States, apparently, where we can tolerate any amount of scandal. But in other countries, it does bring down governments. I would still note that, you know, if you look at the protests, there's still a very overwhelming class basis to them. And, you know, in Brazil, you can tell that by looking at the skin color of the protesters. It's still very much a sort of affluent middle class protest. If it spreads, then yeah, she's in trouble.
Thank you, as always, Rahul, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rahul Mahajan is a sociologist and author of Full Spectrum Dominance. We'll be right back.